Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Diana Fritschgott-Roth being back on the show. Diana is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor, which makes her perfectly qualified to talk about the jobs report, which we're going to do in just a few minutes. She's the director over at Economics 21 and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and that's economics21.org. I encourage you to check that out. Columnist for a number of outlets and the author of several books, including Women's Figures and Regulating to Disaster and Disinherited. Those are just three of her books. She's our good friend, Diana Fritschgott-Roth. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So we just got a jobs report in for May. We also, at the same time, they downgraded the month or two before this. What are you taking away from? What was it, May, less than 160,000 jobs?
Less than 140,000 jobs, even
okay.
Worse than that, about 138,000 jobs.
That's what it was. All right, so what are you making of all that?
Well, the economy should be growing faster, and for that, we need tax reform.
Yeah.
We really need tax reform.
Well,
and it's up to Congress to get together and pass it. They say they have to pass health care first. Well, apparently, Senator McConnell has said that the Senate bill is going to be ready by the July 4th recess. So that will be good if they move forward with that.
Well, they need to get tax reform done, but I'll tell you...
There's nothing better for the economy.
There's nothing better
for the economy than tax reform. And in order to get to a high number of jobs, that's really what we're going to need.
Well, the thing that I keep coming back to, though, Diana, is one of the problems we got with the economy growing at half the pace that it should be growing at, is it corporate America still hasn't come back to the Main Street economy. Wall Street is still not operating in the Main Street economy. Now, if tax reform will do that, that's fine, but until corporate America and Wall Street come back to Main Street, come back to the Main Street economy, we're always going to run around here having a less than 2% economy. That's all there is to it.
Right, exactly. Yes, we will, and we need regulatory reform and tax reform.
We're getting regulatory reform, aren't we?
Not getting tax reform.
President Trump is accomplishing regulatory reform. We've got to give the devil his due. He's done that. First of all,
he's not the devil. He's President Trump. He's doing a great job.
You know what I mean. It's a figure of speech.
Great job. But we do need tax reform in order to really move the economy forward and get that 3% growth number that the administration...
What number do we need to have?
What number?
On tax reform.
Oh, we need to get our corporate tax rate down. We need to get
to what
our
level?
Corporate tax rate down, I would say. Anything is going to help. The lower, the better. I would say
15%. 15 is not realistic,
15%
though, is it?
15% would be ideal, and other than that, perhaps, 20% is what is in Paul Ryan's plan.
Right.
But the lower, the better. So it's not a question of what do we need. Even if we lower it to 30% from 39%, we'll get more jobs.
So we got
even more if we lower it to 25, and even more if we lower it to 20, and more if we lower it to 15.
We got three entities that I see here in this scenario. We've got Main Street small businesses, we got corporate America, and we got the federal government with their fiscal policy. So right now we're blaming the low employment growth on the tax reforms that we need, and if we get that, then the sunlight will be shined over on corporate America, because Main Street's doing everything it can, and corporate America it'll be incumbent upon corporate America to do something about that. And so I'm looking forward
for
corporate America to have no more excuses, Diana.
I think you can't really separate them, because if corporate, all the economy basically booms at the same time. If corporate America booms, then there'll be spillovers to Main Street.
That's exactly right. No, but that's the trigger. Corporate America has got to turn loose with some money, Diana.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
They're sitting on a cache of cash like we've never seen before.
Right. Yes. Yes. They're sitting on cash. Much of it is overseas. They have $2.6 trillion in earnings overseas that can't come back because of the high tax rate.
And do you agree? Do you agree that the U3 4.3 unemployment rate is not a good number? That's not a number we should be paying attention to.
It is. It's a good number in itself, but we need to know what it measures. It doesn't measure discouraged workers and workers who've dropped out of the labor force.
Or the underemployment. We got 62%.
Or underemployment. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So we still got a lot of problems, folks, in the marketplace. And we're waiting on Congress, and I'm waiting on corporate America. 22, right back with Diana Frischkat-Roth. Economics 20.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.